Good morning, everyone. I am so happy to be here for a few reasons. It's always a special joy and an honor to get to worship God with his people. It always is. And that's a good reason to get to rejoice and smile today. And even more so, I'm very excited to have a first day working with you here in San Jose. I cannot express to you my gratitude for opening your doors and your arms. And accepting me and welcoming me as part of the family here. I'm very excited to get to know you all much better, figure out who's a visitor and who's not, and things like that. Very, very, very excited for that. I know that with all of our efforts and by the grace of God, he'll be glorified here in all of our lives and in this city. That being said, I want to be very clear about my goals here and my intentions. As much as I can do with the teaching here and with being involved with everyone, what I want more than anything is for this group here, this family here, to be built up and lifted up. They can stand strong in Christ and to take this beautiful word that we have, this good news, and to share it with the community around us. Like to build each other up and to share this with all these people in the city that need Jesus desperately and are looking, but do not know him. I hope that we can generate the energy here to bring that to them. The word of God is what's going to change us to be more like Jesus, and it's going to be what changes the world. Amen and amen. In light of that, talking about teaching and the word of God changing us in the world, I've got very conveniently named the lesson this morning, The Word, the Light. So what I want to do this morning is, as a first sermon, as a first sort of teaching here, I want to establish the importance of God's word, our reliance on it. As we're going to be reading God's word all the time, as we read it all the time for worship, when you read it in your house, we have all these midweek studies and all these studies online. When we approach God's word, what I wanted to do as a first lesson is to remind us of how valuable it is and how necessary it is, to really see it for what it is in the scripture. So the word, the light. This title is based off of a very famous passage that you've read plenty of times, that you've probably sang plenty of times. It's found in Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." I'm sure most of you are very familiar with this passage. You've probably sang it a few times. There's an incredible hymn called "Thy Word," that's based off this psalm. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Now, something of note here, you might be noticing that's verse 105, right? It's like, that's a big number. Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the whole Bible. It's 178 verses. Huge, huge, huge long poem. And the whole poem is about God's word, which is like the longest scripture here in the Psalms is also about the scripture. It's kind of funny, right? And the whole psalm extols the word of God. It celebrates God's word for its value and its relevance, the wisdom that it gives, the life that it provides. It celebrates God's word for what it is. And here is this like most famous passage, at least to us, as we read it. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And what we need to do to appreciate this imagery is to understand the world that this psalm was penned in, right? This psalm is extremely old, older than any of us here even, right? Which maybe is impressive, I don't know. But sometimes, I think a lot of times, we can look at this biblical imagery, especially the biblical poetry, and it uses images that we're used to because we're used to reading the Bible, but we're not used to because we don't interact with these things every day, right? This is a great example of this. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The world that we live in doesn't have really any trouble with dark and light. That's not really something that we interact with a lot. The whole world is lit up all the time, right? We have New York City, that is the city that never sleeps. You go outside in the daytime, sun's shining, you can see everything. You go outside at nighttime in the city, and what do you see? Streetlights, all the city like is lit up with city lights and storefronts. Your car has these huge bright LED headlights that are like blinding. You don't have to worry about darkness. That is not the case for the author of this psalm. The person who wrote this song to God, they said, "Your word is a light to me." And for us, we can miss the importance of that. Consider the world that they have here. And the word being the light, the world this came out of, all the light that you use comes from fire, right? And we shouldn't look down our noses these people are so primitive. All they had was firelight. That's the world. That's just the world that they lived in, right? Your house is lit up by oil lamps and torches, maybe a fireplace if you're lucky. All of your light is firelight. When the sun goes down, the world gets dark, and it gets really dark, right? Can you imagine traveling? I know some of us, the older you get, or if you have vision problems, you don't like to drive at night, right? Because you can't see as well as you used to. Even with these huge, big headlights, you don't like to drive at night because you can't really see. That's kind of like our biggest concern with traveling at night. And if you're especially, if you're in the country, there's not street lights, you have to deal with that. Think about it in the ancient times when it's like you're traveling by donkey, right? You don't have locked doors, or worse, like you're on foot. And you have to be constantly thinking when you're going on a journey, am I able to make it to the next city by sundown? Because if the sun goes down and I'm traveling on my donkey or something, the world suddenly gets very, very, very dark. There are no streetlights. Like, you have an oil lamp, maybe. Let's hope you have enough oil. Let's hope the fire doesn't go out. Let's hope it's not windy, right? Because when the world gets dark, you can't see anything. You know, when we see this very, very few times in our culture. Has anyone here ever visited a cave? I don't know. I guess I don't really know the region yet. I know you guys don't have basements, so I didn't know how caves were doing on that list. But if you've ever visited a cave, every cave I've ever visited, they do this little bit where it's like you get a good way down and they say, all right, now we're going to turn off all the lights. And then they light a lighter or a match. And this is how bright it was for the people who discovered this cave, right? A few hundred years ago or something. And every time they do it, you see it coming, especially if you've been to that cave before or something. But still, it's kind of shocking. You cannot see your face or your hands right in front of your face. It's so dark. It's so cold. And some of the cave tour guides are better than others. And they leave it out for 10 seconds. They don't say anything. It's pretty scary, right? Fear of the dark becomes a lot more real with that. But then guess what? They turn on all the lights and it's fine. It's an option for us. Dark and light is an option. And even for us, you go to bed in your house, you have to get up for some reason in the night, and you can turn on the lights and it's as bright as daytime. You have fluorescent bulbs in your house. It's not a problem for us. And so we read this, we say, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to our path. And what is light for us? It's a helpful tool, right? All of us have cell phones with super bright flashlights on them. It's if I need to see, I can turn the light on, but the dark is not really a big problem for me. That's how it is for all of us. But for the people of the Bible, for the person who wrote this psalm, that was not the case. Light was not just a helpful tool, it was a necessity. It's when it gets dark, I cannot see anything. When you're traveling at night, or if you've ever been camping out in the middle of the woods, you leave your tent and you have your flashlight, and that flashlight seems tiny, right, in the woods at night, because it's so dark. And that happens every night for the people of the Bible. We go camping once every few months, and we're wow, that dark was pretty impressive. Or we visit a cave on some random occasion. We're wow, that dark was pretty impressive. But for the people who wrote this, the darkness is something they have to contend with regularly. And it's a real threat. It's a real problem. And so to have a light is not just a helpful tool or something. It's it's pretty convenient. Having a light was